This year's Ash Wednesday and the Lenten season have taken on a special connotation and colour occurring during the current Jubilee year of mercy. Pope Francis marked the beginning of the Church's Lenten journey by sending out several hundred religious and diocesan priests from around the world as missionaries of mercy to their local churches and communities. At the February 10th Ash Wednesday Mass in Rome, St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope officially commissioned 762 priests with the task, empowering them to forgive even the sins that are reserved for the Holy See to pardon. The original plan of the Holy Father was to have just 800 missionaries of mercy, but with overwhelming requests from around the world, he ended up choosing over 1,000. Of these, 762 were especially invited to the Vatican for the official ceremony. The Holy Father sent out the missionaries of mercy in the presence of the relics of two great apostles of the sacrament of confession, namely Capuchin priest Saints Leopold Mandich and Padre Pio. Their mortal remains had been brought to Rome on the Pope's special request to highlight the mercy of the Father in the sacrament of reconciliation. Among the 762 missionaries of mercy who came to the Vatican to receive the official mandate were some 8 Indians. We talked to one of them, Father S. Paneerselvam, the director of Suvartha Kendra in Pachmari, Madhya Pradesh, the National Center for New Evangelization of the Conference of the Catholic Bishops of India, CCBI, the Association of India's Latin Rite Bishops. Father Selvam had applied to the Vatican online with recommendations from bishops. Last week, in the first of a 2-part interview, Father Selvam, who is also the executive secretary of CCBI's Commission for Proclamation, said that mercy is the heart of the gospel. As Pope Francis points out in Misericordia Vultus, or Merciful Face, the bull of indiction that spells out the mission and vision of the Year of Mercy. He said the missionaries of mercy are asked to help people personally experience mercy and in turn become themselves instruments or agents of mercy. Father Selvam said his Suvartha Kendra has designed a special 8-session course entitled Merciful Like the Father for a deeper experience of God's mercy and to help all to be authentic witnesses of mercy. Well, today, in the final of this 2-part interview, we asked Father Selvam about the sacrament of confession.
Personally, myself, I love the sacrament of reconciliation, and whoever comes to me, they experience that mercy and that salvation experience, that assurance of sins being forgiven. So that experience I give, and that becomes my experience also. But I am thinking of also motivating the priests, whomever I meet, I motivate them to be good confessors. Good confessors,
not to scold,
not to be, as our Holy Father in Joy of the Gospel, he mentions, don't make sacrament of reconciliation, the confessional, as a torture chamber. He uses the term torture chamber. So it should not be. No curiosity has to be there, not too many questions like that. As Holy Father specifically mentioned, no condemnation, nothing. Simply forgive. Simply forgive. And that is the way our Holy Father said, to be like the Father, merciful Father, and to show the mercy of total forgiveness. And also the merciful Mother, Church Mother is the Church. So the mercifulness of the Mother, be like a Mother. And especially the concept of indulgence is very, very important, where the sins are totally forgiven, a total inner freedom the people can experience. So I am already motivating people, whomever I meet, to experience this indulgence, experience this forgiveness of sins and the salvation of the Lord. That I have fulfillment in my priesthood in this way. And also, whomever I meet, especially priests, I motivate them. Especially, I gave on this Year of Mercy retreat for the Diocese of Gulbarga in Karnataka for the priests of Gulbarga. And Bishop was there attending the retreat. And they experienced mercy. And they confessed, and also they committed themselves to say this to this new evangelization, to take the mercy of the Lord. And now I am very sure all the priests who attended, they are specially giving this course of mercy to their own people. So that is the way I will be doing, and I will be motivating all, and I will be also thinking of coordinating the missionaries of mercy and what we can do together as in a common way. So that's the way we are going to, and we will be meeting the bishops and all that, and we will be motivating them also to encourage the priests more and more, and also those priests who they are especially in need of forgiveness. Priests, those who are especially in need of the forgiveness, especially those who the sacrilege of the Eucharist, and also those who do not respect the sacrament of reconciliation. So we will be involving them, encouraging them, and actually I am also guiding one priest who is already in this way, and he is getting improved and all that.
What about the delicate situation of abortion, those who married people or women who go in for abortion? I mean, that's also a very delicate situation in a country like India.
Yeah, in India it is too much, but our Holy Father has given this permission to forgive the sin of abortion to all the priests. To all the priests in this year of mercy. So that is wonderful, but the priests have to be very delicate, and they must see the vulnerability of those who come to confess. As our Holy Father said, they open up, and the shame, the sense of shame is there, and you are there to cover them with the cloak of mercy. A beautiful explanation, cloak of mercy. So that is the mission, that spiritual, deep spiritual experience every priest have to experience for himself first, then share it with others.
Part of this experiencing mercy personally and then giving it to others, Pope Francis also has made this year of mercy to encourage Catholics, the faithful, priests, religious and lay people to engage in acts of mercy, in charity, telling them that acts of sacrifice, of penance, of personal reconciliation should also benefit others, the poor, those who are unfortunate. Yeah. That's a big mandate also. That's during this Ash Wednesday Mass that he gave to these priests.
And it's very clear. He gives corporal acts of mercy and spiritual acts of mercy. And we need to just open our eyes to the neighbor and see like a good Samaritan. That's the only thing that we need to do. Just open up our eyes and see what is the need, physical need or a spiritual need. That person can have everything, but that spiritually may be thirsting for something else, the love of the mercy of the Lord. So we need to lead that person to that mercy. And the corporal works are being done many ways, but also with the consciousness of the mercy of God. It has to be done that I am an instrument of mercy of the Father. So with that consciousness we need to do. So we have a lot of institutions in India, and through the institutions a lot of merciful works are going on, but this consciousness has to be brought into
individual level.
Personally. The mercy of God can be experienced only personally. Personally, I have to be motivated to share that mercy. So that is the expression of mercy, corporal works or spiritual works. So that is from the heart it has to come. And this is really a spirituality. I can call it a new evangelization spirituality, new spirituality. And mercy of God is the core of the gospel, core of everything. It is the center. Our Holy Father has pointed out the center, and we need to develop from that center. So mercy is a beautiful thing that I have experienced, and sure, I will be, in my own limited situations, I will do my best, but as a responsible person for a whole of India for evangelization, I will motivate bishops, and I will motivate the priests, and I will motivate all the religious and laity. In a special way, I have sent this book, one book I have written, I have sent to all the bishops, and I have received a lot of appreciations and also compliments. So they have already spoken that it is beautiful and very much up to date and very much needed, relevant and practical booklet. So this is what we are going to do. And surely some real effect of mercy will be there in the Church of India and in society around.
That was the final of a two-part interview with Indian Father S. Paneerselvam, director of Suvartha Kendra in Pachmari, Madhya Pradesh, who was one of the missionaries of mercy that Pope Francis officially sent out to the world on Ash Wednesday. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.